Scripture reading is from 2 Timothy 3, 14 through 17, and this is the New Living Translation. But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scripture from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we're wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. This is the word of the Lord.
Methodist tradition really seriously consider the command of Jesus Christ. Before he was ascended, he met with the disciples and said, "Go therefore, make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them everything that I commanded you. Behold, I'll be with you always to the end of the age." So, about, around the late 1980s, group of people took this command seriously, and with the scholars, they started to plan to help congregation to be a more faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. So this is a disciple Bible study is a product of prayers of one church down Texas who took their serious God's commission. And so far there are four disciple Bible studies. Last year in February, for the first time, at least me, it was my first time too, to lead this disciple Bible study one, which is the outline of 66 books of the Bible for 34 weeks, about a year long, with a vacation and off time. So, we have finished this disciple Bible study before the Christmas. So this is a time that we are going to celebrate. It was a huge commitment for all of the participants, and to take this time and study, read the Bible this year, and these are the people who studied this Bible and remained faithfully to the end of time. As you can see, some are from other churches. They will introduce later themselves from what church they come from and a little bit their position where they serve. So it was a long and the journey together, and by mistake I omit the Jose's name. You know what? When I go to other occasion and the MC introduce other peoples. And especially I noticed, say, here that the one who been introduced at the last time, they often say the last but the least. But do you know that is not a good comment for the kingdom of God in the church? In God's kingdom, Jesus said the last will be the first. Least will be the great. So when I introduce Jose, the last and the least. Jose Hernandez. Humble servant without knowing his name in the printed. So that is a great honor, Jose, that we are all in the kingdom. And we are going to be called last. We are going to be the least so that we can be the great and the first in God's kingdom. Okay, so you are all the humble people. So here, I ask them to share some of their experience within the within 2 minutes. So who would like to come first? Why don't you come? Oh, everyone. Jose, the last will be the first. If you want to microphone here so that people can hear, you can also use that one. Either way, okay.
Good morning. This disciple discipleship study was for me a real stretch in faith. I had never been in a disciple discipleship study. I had never been in a Bible study, period. So for me, this was my first time studying the Bible since my confirmation. So when Pastor had approached me about possibly doing a Bible study, I was hesitant. I really wasn't someone who read the Bible on an everyday basis, so I was nervous about that. I felt like, geez, I didn't memorize Bible verses, so I really wasn't sure of myself in that sense. But this class for me was wonderful in the sense that we had great leadership through Pastor Kim, which was, wonderful, and I think you'll hear that echoed by the other people in the class. But that weekly accountability, going to class, sharing, learning from the other people in the class, because you had different levels of knowledge, which for me was great to be able to draw upon those people and the knowledge that they had, was huge. Because of my lack of knowledge, I was able to really gain so much. And I, stumbled, like we all do. But the closeness that we had and the friendships that we gained were just immense. And by the end of the class, I still don't have everything memorized, so please don't ask. Okay. But, the confidence I have going forward is that, I will read more of my Bible, which is huge. I think I encourage everybody to do the same. So much so that, we're looking forward to our next Bible study and we're starting that. And I find that for me, it's going to be something that, I'll carry forward and really enjoy, and, it'll mean a lot to me going forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So sometimes it's pretty easy to tell, whose team you're rooting for, right? at Christmas time, on Christmas Day, our sister Julie gave us these little bracelets and necklaces that it's called myintent.com, and you can order these things. And there's a little hammer that you hammer your own word on the little disc, and then you can either wear the bracelet or the necklace or whatever. And I chose the word disciple. So I've been wearing this since Christmas Day. It's been in the shower with me. It's washed dishes with me. I haven't taken it off. It's reminding me that I need to be a disciple and to make disciples as well. So what I wanted to say about this class was, and Pastor Joseph quoted me, and I started bawling. This was a couple weeks ago. Before the class was over, we were talking about what did this class mean to you, and what did you get out of it? And I said, well, have you noticed that, you know, back a few years ago, you know, we're all kind of running around, and we're doing our chicken barbecues, and we're doing the ham loaf dinner, and, you know, this and that, and it just seems like we're just busy, but there's no, like, real purpose to it. You know, I mean, there's lots to do, but, you know, are we really getting anything out of it? But now it felt to me like we were on solid ground, like we were moving forward, that we had a purpose as a church, and that things were just really kind of progressing and blossoming, and that we were really becoming a, you know, such a strong family here in this church. And the response from the group and from Pastor Joseph was, Lenny, that's because God has changed you. So that was pretty overwhelming. And Pastor Joseph quoted me a couple weeks ago in the sermon, and so that's who he was talking about, was me. And yeah, God has changed me. It doesn't feel like, you know, busy work to me anymore. There's a purpose to the things that I do. And that purpose is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world, right? So if you ever get a chance to take Disciple Bible Study, do it. It's awesome. And the other thing is, if you feel like you're still just doing the things and going through the motions, and you're just busy and it doesn't feel like you have a purpose, ask yourself the question why. And maybe God has something in store for you. And you know what? Come and talk to me. Come and talk to Diana. Come and talk to Pastor Joseph, Jose, anybody, Linda, whatever. I mean, there's something more. It's more than just busy work. It's more than just running around. Being a disciple has a deep, deep meaning, and I encourage you to explore that.
Good morning. Wow. Where do I start? I guess I start at the beginning. We started this group in February, and my life was being reset, basically. As most of you know, Frank passed a year ago, Thanksgiving, and, you know, my whole life changed. And this group came along at such a good time because it gave me something to do on an evening. It gave me people to pray about and get to know, and I'm so grateful for all the relationships. Oh, my gosh. Because that's been the theme this whole year for me, has been relationships. If there was one thing that came out, two things, was rest and relationships. And having it all centered around the Word made it even better. Even better. Because that is our foundation. That is, you know, where do you find out who God is like? In the Word. He's infinite. So everything shows who God is. It's amazing. And then to share, you know, God made us all in His image, but He made us a little different. We're all a little different. So everybody's going to see that scripture a little differently based on how He made you, how you're interpreting it, where you are in your life. Awesome. What a way to start. You know, just saying, not instead of saying, what did you do today? What's the weather like? We were talking about something that was life. This was an amazing group, and I'm kind of sad that it's over, but we're looking forward to new ones. I want to encourage any of you that want a deeper walk with Christ and God, to think about joining a group and being an active, committed participant. You will not regret it. You will not regret it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. You don't know me. These folks know me. My name is Mary Tanner, and I attend the Marcellus United Methodist Church. And I came into the church, into the Methodist Church, I lose track of time, but it wasn't that long ago, at a time when I actually spent a whole day asking the Lord to lead me to the church I should be a member of. And He brought me to the Methodist Church, the United Methodist Church in Marcellus, where I live. And I'm grateful for that. And He guided me through some hard times, very hard times. And then He set my heart on fire. and I wanted to learn new things, and it's very emotional for me, I'm sorry, and get closer to him. And so, you know, you do sort of the clerical thing. You get online and you see, well, what classes are being offered? And, oh, wait, I could start in my church. Maybe I should ask there first. And I find out that I'm now attending all the Bible studies and enjoying it thoroughly. And then someone brought to my attention Disciple One. And I said, I have to do that. And I don't know why. When I started, I don't know why I have to do this. And then I said, oh, I don't know. I'm going to be in that class. I'm going to be the stupidest person in there because I don't know how to talk about the word. And I'm hoping that I learn something and that I learn how to talk about the word. Now, what I learned was, as Pastor told the children, this book is all about love and salvation. It's our history, not just the history of the folks that you read about in the Old Testament. It's ours too. Where's the foundation? They are the foundation. And even if you don't remember every story, and I won't, there are things that touch your heart and bring to your mind, oh, how could I apply that to myself? That was my biggest discovery, I suppose, that there's scripture that will speak to you today. And you'll read it again tomorrow, and that one won't speak to you. Another part of the Bible will speak to you and will ask you to remember who you are. And the book teaches that his law is about love, even through all the hardships. His law is love. The law here, we have to abide by it, we're asked to, but his law is love. And when we follow that, we remember whose we are, who we belong to. So I came into this nervous, not knowing everyone, but the Lord set my heart at ease because he gave me these people, and I felt at home immediately. And the pastor did a marvelous job teaching us. And so my faith is all the stronger for having taken the courage from the Lord. He's my rock and my salvation, and I am stronger for it. And there's a meme that has stuck in my head this year that has come around and come around and come around. And you may have seen it if you'll follow Facebook or any of those things. And it says, you know, when the world gets you down and you're feeling really low and you can't get up again, I remember who I belong to, and I straighten my crown. Amen. And then I read his word, and I remind myself of who I came from. And so I bless the Lord for that. Praise the Lord for that. Thank you.
Mary, so what church do you came from? No.
You want to know where I came from?
Because they probably want to know. Not specific church, but what tradition you came from.
I spent my entire childhood in the Catholic Church. And I'm a very quiet person most of the time, except this group might know me as somebody else. And so I've always walked in faith. The Bible was always in front of me, but we didn't read it. It was preached to us, but we didn't read it. And I love all the folks that I went to church with in my Catholic church, but I left the Catholic church and married a husband, and there was a time of void where the Lord was there. He kept popping up, kept telling me, you know, you need to get back into this. I studied with the Jehovah's Witnesses for a very short time. Until they told me I needed to leave my husband. And I decided that did not speak to me. That did not sound like the Lord to me. Amen. And so there was another void. And even though I knew he was there and I talked to him all the time. And then this time of crisis came and he brought me to the Methodist Church. And so that's my faith story in a nutshell.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary.
Let's see if we can get rid of some of the ringing. Anyway, as you know, I've participated in a number of Bible studies, and I figured, well, hey, this sounds like kind of an interesting Bible study. Well, it was so much more than that, because first of all, it pulled everything together. It made it more clear to me that the Bible was a continuing story. A history, a story, a series of descriptions of covenants between God and his people. And it caused me to have to do some reflection on how does that relate to me? How does that relate to our church? This is definitely a course, if you get a chance to take, you should take, because you've got a group of people to work with, to share ideas. We had some wonderful discussions. We had the opportunity to keep each other honest about keeping up with our Bible reading and our prayer. And I think this definitely contributed to my understanding of myself as, and what it really means to be a disciple.
I'm Jonathan Edwards, presently worshiping at Christ Community United Methodist Church. We also go to Casa de Dios United Methodist Church, so it's a long and wonderful day. As for my life story, I started out as Episcopal, Zion Episcopal in Windsor, New York. And right after high school, I found a reason to walk away and spent 15, 20 years not really believing anything. Finally found my way back to Christ at a Presbyterian church. They believe in fate, which is okay. And then one night I heard a sermon at a United Methodist church, and it was biblical, and it blew me away. And we changed churches shortly thereafter. I love the prescient grace. You don't find that among Presbyterians much. This is my second time through the discipleship book. First time was good. I liked the structured reading because I can sit with a book and I can read word after word after word after word and maybe not learn anything. But the structured nature of discipleship is that we have a structured reading. You read this specifically. Every day you have a reading to do. And then at the end of the week, there's a group discussion. So you really have to think about what you read so that you're ready for the group. And this second time through, we had the added bonus of a facilitator who's seminary trained. So we went a little deeper than before. So much so that I'm wondering if I need to take the course a third time and see how much deeper we go from that. For me, wow. I like this course and I highly recommend it.
Do you have your shepherd's crook to rein me in? Who's got a timer? So first I want to just, Phil's not here. Phil's in Texas, and Phil was part of this group. And what he wanted to share was that he truly enjoyed learning about the goodness of God with my classmates. So that's Phil's 2 cents. I had spoke with a member of this congregation, you know, a year or so ago, and we talked about this program because I've been searching. I've been coming to this church now for a handful of years, and I've been doing readings on my own and digging in with God on good and bad things in my life. And life is full. And I'm attending some other churches also, and, different conferences they have or different places where I can go and learn and dig in. And we've been so blessed here that we've had pastor and other pastors, retired pastors here that I can talk to and Bible studies I can go to. So a member here was asking me, Suzanne, do you want to get together and a couple of us will do this discipleship thing. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And so didn't God turn that into a dozen of us one day a week for all these weeks getting together? And it was a lot more than Bible study. It was exactly what Pastor's been trying to instill in us and open our eyes to. And what God wants for us is to be a disciple and to disciple others. That's what he's asked of us, is to trust and obey. Part of having a relationship is spending time with a person, whether physically in their presence, in communication, listening and speaking. What I've come to learn is that God is going to hold, we're going to see our God someday, our Maker. And he's going to hold us accountable and ask of us, what did you do with your times, your talents, your treasures? And with the things that I've taught you and that you've learned, whether you heard them from somebody, whether you heard them in a sermon, whether you read it, what did you do with it? And what I know is some of the things I've learned are to trust and to obey and to get the courage and the strength to take the step in faith. And that's something different for all of us. And it's scary. The beauty is, in this church, I got to go to this discipleship group for a long time and weekly, and I got to be amongst these people who I'm blown away by the things that they just shared with you, because some of the stuff I didn't know, and I'm laugh. I got to be myself. I got to laugh. I got to cry. I got to be angry. I got to share. I got to be blown away and struggle with some of the stuff we talked about. I got to hear perspectives that I would never have had those. And all of it was with our pastor, our shepherd, our teacher, our leader, reining us in and keeping us on track, because we only had a certain amount of time. And that wasn't easy for him to do. And he had to be one step ahead of us. And let me remind you that I'm only an imperfect human being. Pastor's only an imperfect human being. All of us are imperfect human beings. But God, if you know God, if you've asked him into your heart, he has instilled into you a Holy Spirit, and he wants to transform you just out of love. Not so that your life can be abundant and better and wonderful and good, because it won't be. We are salt in the earth to stay here on earth so that evil doesn't run rampant. And the only way that we can be God's light and be that salt is to stay plugged into him through prayer, through our relationship with him, which is partly listening to him. And there's no better way to do that than in his word. Because you might be having conversations with other people and other churches and other whatever, and they might not be biblical. They might not be of God. The devil is very real. Satan is very real, and he roams around like a lion. And the closer and the more steps in faith you take, the more real and the more obstacles he might put in your path. So please draw near to God, like one of my blessed Christian sisters tell me. Stay close to God. Do the things that you, basic, simple things he's asked of us to do, to read the word, to pray, to be in fellowship. I have a whole set of notes here, and I didn't even get to them. But I'm just thankful to my Heavenly Father that he walks with me and he talks with me.
Amen. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
My name is Wanda Edwards. I am the second half of Jonathan Edwards. So you already know that I attend Christ Community United Methodist Church in Baldwinsville/Syracuse. And I also attend a wonderful church called Casa de Dios, which used to be called Solve United Methodist Church, where we spend 2.5 hours every Sunday afternoon praising God, listening to a sermon in Spanish that is then translated in English just for us. So I just want you guys to know I feel very precious to the people and to God because he loves me. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Lay aside every weight and sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us." Friends and fellow Christians, in 2000 and 2001, I took a 9-month class called Disciple One, which helped me grow with Christ and in the Father. Now, in order to run a race, you need fuel. The Bible is that fuel for us. Disciple classes helps you to understand God's plan for humans and for salvation. This class helped me understand the meaning and connect all the stories. It connected the dots between Adam and Jesus. And most importantly, it has strengthened me for those times in the race when I struggled. The first time I took that course, I was a single parent. And the excuse I had was, I don't have any time to take that class. Friends, make time to take the class. My kids benefited from the fact that I went to this class and deepened my relationship with Jesus Christ. So as I have said, I took it in 2000, 2001, but I did not stop there. I have taken this class 3 times. Some say that I am a slow learner. Each time I have learned something new, and I have gained a deeper understanding of God's plans for humans, and especially God's plan for me. I have been inspired by members of my group. I am now inspired by members of this group to read my Bible in a year, something I have not done in a very long time. I have learned to think outside my comfort zone. I am extremely risk adverse. I work in insurance, so that should come as no surprise. But God has been calling me to work outside my comfort zone in service areas. And this group has helped me to be a better listener and to be more aware of when God is speaking to me. We are called to be disciples of Jesus Christ and to spread to others the news of salvation. The disciple class will help equip you and give you the courage to get out of your comfort zone when God says to you, I need you to do this. Your response, and you're going to have the courage to say it, is, Lord, here I am. When God calls you, you'll be ready to be his message in this very broken world.
The last and the least, Diana Cordes.
Well, mine's probably the shortest, so y'all be really happy. Some of you know that last year I completed the requirements to become a certified lay minister, actually with my friend Jonathan Edwards. We were in the classes together, and that was a really great experience. But during that course of study, I realized that there was a lot more I needed to know about the Bible. And I had heard about the Disciple Bible Study, and I knew that would help make me more disciplined and force me to dig deeper into Scripture. Well, a couple of us approached Pastor Joseph and begged him to lead this course, and what an amazing job he did. Through our reading and studying, through videos and group discussions, God's word really started to come to life for me. This was something that had been missing in my Christian walk. As I've spent more time in the word, I've learned so much, and I felt so much closer to God. Thank you, Pastor Joseph, for providing the spiritual growth opportunity. We've been incredibly blessed by your gifts of time and your wisdom. And our lives, as you can see, have truly been changed. And as everyone else has said, if you ever have the opportunity to participate in this study, sign up as fast as you can. It's a lot of work. There's a lot of homework. But you are blessed every step of the way. It was just an amazing, amazing time. And I can't wait for the second part to come our way. Hint, hint, hint. So on behalf of this group, Pastor Joseph, we would just like to say thank you. This is just a tiny token of our appreciation. We could never thank you enough for the hours and hundreds of hours you've spent preparing. And, you know, we felt like we went to a little piece of seminary every week, which was just above and beyond. So we thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Back open. Well, okay.
So
thank
you. So he's all decorated in United Methodist Church. Cross and flame.
Thank you. Yeah. Let us give a big hands to these people for their times of the coming months to follow Jesus Christ through this study. We thank you very much. I'm glad. So now you may go back. Just for a moment, imagine that there's a fire, and then you go that place to extinguish the fire without helmet, without proper clothes, with a barefoot. Somewhat, I think you can contribute, but we know that we are not well prepared to do this job. So when we see these firefighters and all this heavy equipment and the hours of preparation that really help this community and protect our properties and the more dangers, there's a reason why God gave his word to us. Today's scripture, Paul said, God uses his word, scriptures, to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. From this passage, we remember that God has a plan for your life. God has great expectation for his people. What is the expectation of God? Is to do every good work. Yes, God constantly called his people, come. I need harvest workers in this field. And next thing God is doing, God doesn't send us into harvest field, into fire, without proper equipment and preparations. When we respond to God's call through Jesus Christ, knowing that he is my Savior, my Lord, and God has a plan for me, and God wants me to do good work in the name of God in this world. And God expects us to be prepared and equipped. And God has given us the book. Yes, it is a love letter. Also, it is the tool, guide, to equip every child of God to do good works. Don't just step in to the ministry because the church needs you. Yes, at some point you can go and do and volunteer to do, but you need to be prepared and equipped to do better and greater work. That's God's expectation. Yes, you can start. You can start to distinguish the fire without any proper education, preparation, and then clothing and the equipment. But we know that in order to be better firefighters, we need more education. We need to be equipped with all these things. And that's exactly what God wants us to do. You can say, no, Pastor. I've been doing, and yes, I try to do serve the Lord, but I know that I need more preparation. I need to be equipped. I need to spend time with God so that I can do better servant. Why? Over the years here, while I'm here, emphasize the relationship with God and study. Because I do believe God has great purpose and plan for your life. You've been called to serve the Lord. And in order to be better servant, you need to be equipped, prepared. And God has given His word, His guideline. That's why we spend time, read and study, so that we can be more faithful and disciples and servants of God. Let us pray. Lord our God, we thank you, Lord, for your approach to us through your Son, Jesus Christ, your love. And that we are not just here, just as a baby always need mother's milk. We know that you see far beyond. You see us to be faithful servant, well prepared and equipped. And you want us to grow in your word. And Lord, help us. Help us to see your mind and rearrange my life, our lives, so that we can grow together to be the church that make disciples of Jesus Christ, the transformation of the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.